Who is like God? Who is like God? No one is like God. Creation puts God above all and supreme to all things, heaven and earth, things in heaven and earth, and things physical and the spiritual beings, all things subordinate and dependent upon Him. In the confession, it stresses that demons and devils were created by God. Now, they were created good at first. They do not represent, but they were created by God. And what I want to stress here is that they do not now represent a dualistic equal opposition where we're in tension all our lives over who is more powerful, God or demons, God and the devil, or who will win the day. No, God created them. He is supreme above them. And consider also, as we consider God as the creator, that evolution is the lie. Evolution is the lie. What the idea in evolution is to remove God. It is to remove God as the sovereign creator. If God did not make us, He is not over us. He is not superior. He is not our judge. We are not accountable to Him. See, if the Big Bang is our beginning, then to whom are we accountable? Right? If we're just part of the primordial soup, if that's our father, what have we to fear? If the earth is our mother, see, you get it. You get it. When we remind people of God as their creator, and I say remind because creation is that undeniable proof to all men, according to Romans 1, that undeniable proof that there is a God, that they know there is a God, and that they are inexcusable because of creation. When we remind people that God is creator, we remind them that He is above all, supreme. He is more powerful than all, that we are dependent upon Him, and that all mankind is accountable to Him. You know, when Paul was in Athens, he appealed to creation. When he confronts their religious pluralism, he goes to creation. Acts 17:24, God who made the world and everything in it, since He is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands. Nor is He worshipped with men's hands as though He needed anything, since He gives to all life, breath, and all things. And He has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth. And he's saying, because God made the world, He's the ruler of the world. Because He made the world, you can't make up worship just any way you want. And since He made man, man can't just make up their own identity as they want. They can't separate, and here they can't separate among the nations and say, well, the Athenians are the superior race. The Americans, we're the superior nation, color or gender. Fit anything in there. Any other kind of identity or of our whimsical choosing. We are all from one man created by God. And may I add, just because of such racial tension today, and I quote racial tension, the critical race theory, CRT, that is once again being brought back into every institution in our government and our schools. Critical race theory. That is a denial of God. That is a denial of our Creator. That is a denial of our union in creation. And moving in and out of your gender or assigning or just you choosing to assign any gender you want to yourself, that is a denial of God. That is a denial of our creation. You were made by God. He's the owner of all. You were made by God. He has created an order an order to the universe, an order to the human condition. And you were made for in a certain way, for a certain purpose. And that purpose was to seek God, wasn't it? He says there in Acts 17, he goes on, he made us from, or I'll repeat a little bit here, he made us from one blood, every nation of men, to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined our pre-appointed times and the boundaries of our dwellings. Listen to this, verse 17, Acts 17:27, so that they should seek the Lord in hope that they might grope for Him and find Him, though He is not far from each one of us, for in Him we live and move and have our being. As also some of your own poets have said, we are also His offspring. He created us. God created us. We are from Him. And we find our identity and our purpose in God, our Creator. We will only find our true potential when we exist as we were made to exist. I mean, take obvious things. We know this. A train is utterly useless on the sand. And to be on the sand, if you see a train just rotting or rusting away on the sand, it's missed its created purpose, its designed potential. A plane is not made to find its identity on a railroad track either. It was made to fly. A car is made to drive on the road. A boat is on the water. If you reverse that, and no matter what you call them or how you identify them, they will be quite useless and ineffective. And so it is with man. How much more? The fall, of course, has ruined all that in measure. And indeed, fallen, sinful, cursed man, it says there, can only grope for God in the dark. And doesn't, no matter how bright the light of creation is before the lost sinner, as the sun, he is like a blind man who can't see it. But in grace and mercy, some God has chosen to recreate in Christ. By the regenesis, right, of the Spirit. The regenerating work of the Spirit. The new birth, the new beginning, new life, salvation. And by that we are restored to the image of God in Jesus Christ, and all who have truly acknowledged their sin, confessed it to God, cry out from their heart for forgiveness, He forgives. And He applies, what God does is He applies the merit of Christ, He applies the cross work of Christ, the death of Christ, He applies it to you, and He accepts you in His Son. Saved, justified once for all, and you're set on a path of progressive sanctification. Now you, the Christian, can begin to live for your created purpose, to seek God and enjoy that relationship with Him. This is your identity. This is your identity. Above all other categories and connections and identities, you are in Christ. You belong to Christ. It can never be other things, in fact. Or it can never be other things without Christ. And you have to resist, then, identity politics. You have been created by God and for God. You've been recreated in Christ to seek God. And your goal is Jesus Christ. Your goal is Jesus Christ and to be like Him. Stop settling for less. Stop settling for less. And stop settling for the world's definition of who you are. Fallen, those are fallen, corrupt categories. The image of Christ. That's your goal. The image of Christ. That was the goal of creation. That's the goal of recreation. And that, by the way, I'll say this. It doesn't do away with manhood and womanhood. It doesn't do away with marriage. It doesn't alter the created order. It restores us to fulfill it. and to recognize our design. It's the devil and his demons that are behind all of these false doctrines, all the worldly error. When you listen to the world and you reject Scripture, you are the willing dupe of the liar, Satan. He's the liar from the beginning, the father of lies. When you reject the Bible, you listen to Satan. And he wants to subvert the whole created order of things. He wants to subvert God's design. He wants to destroy the glory of God and all of those who want to follow him. He denies God. He denies eternal life. He denies the glory of heaven. Satan's goal is to convince the world that God does not exist. Satan's goal is to convince the world that the Bible is a fairy tale. And when you live your life only for this life, that's what you're buying into. And people will tell you, heaven doesn't exist. You're wasting your time. Friends will say, they'll come along, they'll say, where's the hope of his coming? Jesus isn't coming. That is the devil's lie. In fact, one of the greatest deceptions the devil ever perpetrated on men was the devil tempting you to think that he doesn't exist, right? Demons don't exist. The spirit world doesn't exist. The devil spends a lot of time convincing people that he doesn't exist. And it's all meant to harm you and destroy you and to keep you from God. And our sinful hearts are attracted to that. Resist him. Resist him in your faith. Fill your minds with the truth of God. Don't trust your own senses. God doesn't lie. He's the creator. He's above all. He's the savior. He'll protect you. He'll deliver you. He'll preserve you from all evil. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful when we consider that you are the creator. You own it all, and we're stewards. You have created a structure, an order of creation, and therefore we have purpose when we exist in that proper structure. You are the authority over all as the creator, and therefore we need to submit. And you are all powerful, therefore we're dependent. We're dependent. We find our security in you. And we're accountable. We're accountable to you. Well, Father, thank you for saving us in Christ and restoring us to that image. Protect us from the evil one. We look to you for that protection. In Jesus' name, amen.